The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, welcome everyone to the Monday Night Leadership Call. In case you don't know who I am, my name is Tiffany Howard. I'm an Integrated Presidential Director with Optavia, and I'm honored to get to speak on this call. Normally, the amazing Dr. Anderson, who most of you know and love, lead this call, but he asked me to do it tonight. I'm so honored to get to. So we are so excited to talk about one of my favorite topics. So one of the best things about Optavia, in case you're new, you will learn very quickly that Optavia is so much more than just healthy body. Some of you, and you can put it in the chat, some of you may have came into this like me. I came into this thinking I was gonna help people get healthy in their bodies, right? Because that's what had happened to me. But what I quickly realized, and the longer I've been a coach in Optavia, I've seen it continue to grow, is that we become better people in Optavia. I am such a better mom, I'm a better wife, a better friend, a better leader, I'm a better human because of Optavia. And I love this community so much, so it's an honor to get to speak to you today. And so what we're gonna talk about is one of our core leadership habits. If you're new, you may not know, but we have core leadership habits and they help shape who we are and how we show up in the world. And one of them, my favorite one, and so I know Dr. A asked me because this is my favorite leadership habit, it's we seek growth. We embrace the obstacle as the way. And you know, the first time I heard that, I truly didn't understand. It took Dr. A teaching on it and me hearing it over and over again to really understand what it's talking about, right? We seek growth. You know, you think about like a plant is either growing or dying. It's the same in our health journey, right? We're either moving forward or we're moving backwards. No one stays the same. And so we're always seeking growth. The obstacle is the way. And I want to ask you tonight, what is your obstacle? Do you know we all have obstacles? None of us have more or less. It's not about that, right? But we all have obstacles and they get in the way of a lot of things. They get in the way of our coaching, right? They get in the way of how we show up in the world. They get in the way of so many things. So I want to ask you to really consider, what is your greatest obstacle? And obstacles aren't just external, right? So a lot of people would think their obstacle is maybe they don't have enough time. Maybe they're really busy because they have a lot of children. Any other moms or dads out there with what seems like a lot of kiddos? Maybe you have to work several jobs to provide for your family, right? Maybe you have aging parents you take care of. We have coaches on our team that have to take care of aging parents. Maybe you're like me and have a disabled child. Maybe you just have a sick child. Maybe you volunteer a lot. You're involved in a lot of things. Maybe those are your obstacles. But what about those internal obstacles? See, a lot of times we think about the external ones, but what about the internal ones? Maybe your fear of others, worrying about what people think of you. Maybe that is you're being nervous about sharing your story. Maybe it's fear of using social media, right? Maybe it's, you know, you're a people pleaser. And so you're so worried about other people's opinions of you. Maybe you don't believe in yourself. Maybe you failed at a lot of things. Anybody else failed at or seemed like you failed at a lot of things before? Maybe you don't understand something. Those are internal obstacles that we have. And so tonight we're going to talk a little bit about how can we use those? How can we embrace those obstacles instead of being obstacles as opportunities? How can we learn from our obstacle? And so I'm going to share a little bit of my story tonight. I felt like a lot of people honestly had heard my story over and over. And I'll be honest, I reached out to my mentor, Dan Valentine. A lot of you know the amazing Dan. And I told him, hey, I'm going to bring on a lot of people. And he's like, no, Tiffany, share your story, because there's so many coaches that don't know it. So maybe you've heard my story a lot. Hopefully you love me enough to listen again. But for those of you who haven't, I'll be sharing that. But when I was given this topic, I knew without a shadow of a doubt who I wanted to bring on to share their story. Alicia Gordy, some of you may know her and have heard of her. She's an integrated presidential director in Optavia. Those of you who are new may not know that's the top rank. That means she's impacted so many lives. And she has such an incredible story of embracing the obstacle as the way. So Alicia, will you come on and share your story?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I am so honored. So honored tonight. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and how I came into this, how I have embraced the obstacle as the way. For one, I'm a mom of three. And if you're a mama, you know how busy that can be anyways, but my children are all over the place. I have children 21, 14, and 4. So none of them are into any of the same things. I'm pulled in all the different directions all the time. Life is crazy. But to back up a little bit, back to 2017, when my story began with Optavia, I was in a really hard place. And so a lot of people come into this for different reasons at different times. I literally was in the trenches of life. I was living in the trench. I had a decision to make during that time, whether I was going to lay in that trench and die or whether I was going to rise up. Honestly, life was just happening. I was being hit from every angle. I was going through a divorce. Here I am as a single mom of three, back home with my mom, under my mom's roof, all of us living in, out of one little bedroom. And it was hard. If anybody has been there, it's hard. It was really hard. I had to start over. I had to start over completely from scratch, literally having nothing and not knowing how I was ever going to have anything, how I was going to provide a better life for my children. It's so emotional to me to even think about purchasing that first box of food, how I thought I was just about to make change in my body. And I did. Boy, did I. But my goodness, I had no idea what I actually had bought into, a life that would be radically changed in a very short amount of time. I had no idea what I had just signed up for. And this is what sets my soul on fire every single day as I get to work with other coaches, because they have no idea either. A mama literally in the trenches of life, that was me, on food stamps, figuring out how I was going to make it, how I was even going to get under my own roof, how I would keep the power on. I didn't have those answers. When Optavia presented itself to me, and I say, every chance I get, it is a gift. It fell straight from heaven into my lap. I could let it sit there and do nothing with it, or I could pick it up and I could run, which is the word I chose for this year. I will continue to run. I will run through 2021 like my hair is on fire, because this is a mission that has changed my life, and I will find all of the Alicias. I did not lay in that trench and die. I fought. I knew what I wanted, and nothing stopped me. Nothing will stop me. Every day I get up. Every day I fight. Every day I'm faced with resistance. For years, since 2017, like I tell my team this, and if you're here with me, I love y'all. I see you in the chat. Oh my goodness. I say this often, like I did not float to the top on a cloud. I fought kicking and screaming to get to where I am. So if you want it, you've got to fight. You've got to know what your why is. You got to know where you're going, and you got to remember where you came from, because I never want to go back there. So it is a daily fight. Every single day I get up and I think about the resistance that I'm faced with. Through this time, I've been faced with so many things. I lost my stepdad to brain cancer. He was diagnosed in April. He passed away in October. Since then, I've had to really deal with seeing my mom fight depression every single day. It's hard. There are days that I'm wiping tears before I hop on a Zoom. There are days that I'm wiping tears before I hop on a coach call. But let me tell you, I get up and do it, because I am on a mission, not just for me, but for others. This has changed my life. We had a huge, huge scare with my son. He was diagnosed with a very rare autoimmune disease. This is just one thing I faced over these years. Raising a teenager, I mean, can I get an amen? I've got a 14-year-old, and honey, surprised I have any hair left in my head. That has been hard. The list just goes on and on. It has been hard. A really nasty divorce. learning how to be a single mom, all of these things were obstacles. They were things that could stop me in my track. They could cripple me. They could stop me, or I could get up and push through them. I chose to push through them. I saw a mission. I thank God every day He allowed me to see the bigger vision. I could see what this was and that it was not about a box of food. I could see the mission behind it, and I believed in that. So I just want to encourage you, know your whys. Listen, you're going to get knocked down. Get back up. When you get knocked down, you just come swinging harder. Get back up. Stay on the mission. I say this so often, you know, God's goodness is running after me. It's up to me to do something about it, though. I'm going to pray like it depends on Him, work like it depends on Alicia every single day. I have a gift in my hand. I don't have a desire to get anyone. I have a desire to give them something that was handed to me. There's not been a day in my life I thought, man, I wish my coach hadn't gotten me. I say, my gosh, thank God they saw something in me that I couldn't see in myself at that time. This program, Optavia, has given me a new life. It set us on a new path. It gave me a new trajectory of life. My children have a mother today that's very different. I say often, my children have a different mother today. Praise God for that. I am so incredibly thankful. Optavia gave me my purpose, my knowing of my self-worth. If y'all think this is about food, let me tell you, you got it all wrong. Optavia showed me how to break the diet mentality that I had fought for years. It taught me how to break the chains of scarcity. I shared this just right before I got on this Zoom. Scarcity is a disease, and I lived there in that disease my whole life. It wasn't until I got my hands on this gift that I realized I did not have to live in that poverty mindset the rest of my life. I didn't have to pass that poverty mindset down to my children. And it is my mission for them to know that they can do anything they put their minds to. Optavia has taught me how to dream. I didn't know how to dream. I was asked real early on by Tiffany to dream, to write something down on a napkin, just a little napkin. And when you don't know how you're going to get the power on, you don't know how to dream. I had to be taught. So if you're coachable, if you're teachable, if you want different, you have to be coachable and teachable. I was taught how to dream. Today, I live a purpose-filled life, a life of freedom, a life of time freedom. Time is something you can never get back. I get to be a fully present mom every single day to my children. My 14-year-old who makes me pull my hair out is in a private school. That was something that could not happen before I started this journey. Today, I'm not the mama struggling on food stamps. Today, I'm not the mama in the trench. However, I face obstacles every single day. When I fall in that trench, I'm a wildflower and I rise up. And I just encourage you to do that today. Right now, every single day, I never think about I have arrived. I don't care where I get in the business, I have not arrived. I am on a mission, one brick at a time, to build a cathedral that is changing my life and changing the lives of thousands of other people. I want to encourage you today to know this. Optavia is the vehicle. It is the vehicle that has absolutely changed my life. You have the keys to this same vehicle. It really is just a choice. I'm a person of words. I love words. And if you think about the word choose, it's up to you. It truly is up to you. The obstacle is the way. Rise up tonight. Be a wildflower. I love you. Thank you, Tiffany, for giving me the chance to share my story.
I love you, Alicia, so much. And this is such a reminder of why we all do what we do. I love what you said, Alicia. It's so much more than a box of food. It's so much more than a box of food, guys. And if you will really get that deep in your soul, that there's so much that we can accomplish. So many lives can radically be changed through this gift. The health, their healthy mind, healthy body, healthy finances, right? So much more than food. And right now, guys, the world needs us more than ever before. We have the solution, guys. We have such a solution right now. And people need us. And we need to get out of our own way and stop letting our obstacles hold us back and see how can we learn from these obstacles? How can we turn them into opportunities? And you know, I heard a quote this morning actually, and it was so good. It said, how to turn what's in the way into the way. how to turn what's in the way into the way. And guys, I want to share a little of my story with you for those who haven't heard it, because that is what I did. That's what Alicia did. That's what so many of the coaches in this community have done. And honestly, guys, it's not about who has the worst story, who's faced the most. No, your obstacles are your obstacles. They are real, right? But I hope that my story, Alicia's story, so many stories will inspire you that if we can turn our obstacles into the way, if we can turn them into opportunities, so can you. Before I started coaching, I cannot believe it is about to be 5 years that I've been a coach, which is just mind blowing, y'all. I feel like I'm still that same. I know I'm a completely different person, but that person, like, it seemed like yesterday almost, but it was 5 years ago almost. But before I started Optavia, I was broke and broken, guys, in every facet of my life. I had lost my entire blood family. I'd lost my mom, my dad, my only sibling. I mean, it was awful. I had twin 3-year-old girls and a special needs princess. I have a sweet baby, Peyton. She's almost 13, which is mind blowing that I'm old enough to have a 13-year-old job, but I do. I wish I could be like Alicia. She's a 21-year-old, but she looks 21. So I need that. But anyways, I have a 13-year-old that I love more than anything. But when she was born with cerebral palsy. She literally only has 10% brain function. She is the joy of my life. And talk about an obstacle turned opportunity. The best thing I've ever been given in the history of the world was that baby. Well, my babies and my husband. Okay, let's not get into that. But one of the best things that I've ever been given. But she was born and she's on probably 80 medications a day. She has tons of machines now to the point of requiring 24-hour nursing care. But before we started Optavia, we were dealing with that in and out of the hospital all the time. I was in at least 4 doctor's appointments or therapist appointments with her a week. And then God saw fit to give me twin baby girls who are completely normal. I say all the time, I'm very blessed to live in both the world of special needs. Shout out to all my special needs families here and to the normal world. I get both. I'm so thankful that God thought it'd be funny to give me twins, which again, now I wouldn't take back. I thought it was crazy at the time. But my husband and I were pastors. We both worked 3 full-time jobs, guys, 3. My husband literally never slept. He worked all day he'd get up and leave at 5 a.m. He'd get home at 4. Then he would work either his church job or on weekends. He worked in a warehouse, a distribution center to provide for us. I worked 3 full-time jobs, all while taking care of these kids. Guys, I was a high school dropout. My family was on food stamps and WIC, for those who know what that is. I know it's in the state of Texas, don't know if WIC's everywhere, but that's how we had to provide for our family. It was embarrassing because we worked so hard. I felt alone. But you know what? On January 7th of 2016, I began this program. I had no idea what lied before me. This weekend, I'll share this. It was the most precious moment. My sweet babies, my twins, just started, my husband too, his sweet babies, always act like they're just mine, but he did have something to do with it. He loves them babies. But we were able to, we took our babies, I did, with some of our friends to Great Wolf Lodge. Some of you may know it's a little water park and it's like a yearly tradition for them. And as I sat in that room and just realizing what a gift, I would have never been able to do that before. We lived paycheck beyond paycheck to paycheck, guys. And me and one of my sweet babies, we were skipping down the hall. And she said, Mama, she said, it's so crazy that these small doors lead to huge rooms. And oh, it hit me like a ton of bricks. This seemed like a small door, but it led to one of the greatest things I've ever been a part of. It was such a small thing. What if I had said no? We started program in January, began coaching March, 2 months later, and I'll tell you what happened in March. It was less than 30 days after we began coaching. Guys, I really just signed up to help a few people. Honestly, I was terrified. Actually, I said no. My husband said yes for me. I'm so thankful to him for saying yes. But I said no, but we started coaching and it was invigorating helping people get healthy. It brought so much joy to my day. I had no idea it was meant for this, guys, no idea, but I was loving it. And I looked in my calendar today to see exactly what day it was. And less than 30 days later, I was preparing dinner or Easter dinner. It was on Easter for our friends and my family. And all of a sudden I heard my daughter's nurse scream out for me to run in there. And I ran in there and my baby was seizing on the floor and she stopped breathing and they were doing CPR on her. We went to the ICU, went to the ER, not the ICU, went to the ER. And I remember so clearly when the doctor said she will not survive this. She had been brought back, but what was going on in her body, he literally moved us to another room where there was a nurse that sat in there and just sat there waiting for her to die. In that moment, I thought of two things, which is crazy how strong my food addiction was. Forget about this program. I don't care. I want to eat a cheeseburger right now. And who cares about coaching? Those thoughts literally crossed my mind. But you know what I decided in that moment? I would fight, because if she lived, she deserved a better life. And if she didn't, I had two twins that deserved a better life. And I could use this as my obstacle, or I could use it as my opportunity. And thank God he saw fit to bring her back. But we spent 6 months in the ICU with her. The next 6 months of her life were spent in an ICU room while I helped people change their lives. While doctors would come in, therapists would come in, she would do surgeries and tests. And you know what? I fought for other people and I fought for my family in that moment. And guys, I can't even tell you. Today, I literally pulled up my calendar. I didn't ever think to go back in my calendar, but I wanted to see what day that Easter was to be able to share with you guys how long I'd been coaching. And I literally texted Dan and Megan Valentine, my mentors, bawling, because I was so thankful, because I looked back in that calendar and I saw the doctor's appointments, the surgeries, when the doctors would come into the ICU and what they would tell me. And I kept track of that. And then it would say Zoom with so-and-so, night before call with so-and-so, weekly check-in with so-and-so. And my calendar was full and I was helping others. But in that moment, I could have said, forget coaching, forget other people, and went inward like a turtle and helped just my family. And in today, looking at that calendar, I thought, what if I had quit? What if I quit? Now my baby is still here with me. Still here with me. And I'll tell you, we came home from that ICU and it happened again. She stopped breathing on my floor again and we had to go back and relive it all until they figured out. And I will tell you, from then to now, she's been in the hospital and ICU more than I can count. If I tell you all the days, if I added them up, all the days she's been in ICU, it's been years. But I fought for her. And today she has a completely different life. I was the mom on food stamps. And when my baby needed something, I could not provide it for her. How can I find it free or cheap or get it hand-me-down from somebody? But today, I don't care what she needs. I can provide it for her, because I was in this to transform lives. And in turn, I transformed hers. And I transformed my twins. And you know what? I'm so thankful, because the Alicias wouldn't be here today if I quit. And you know what? It's not about me, right? It's about my mentors, Dan and Megan. When they hit obstacles, they push through, and I'm here today. And now others are here. Guys, whose freedom is on the other side of your obstacle? How can you see this differently? You are building resilience as you overcome obstacles. See, when you look at all the leaders in Optavia, those who have transformed thousands of lives, and you think there's something special about them, no, they push through more obstacles than you have faced. They have. They push through more. And you know what? Every time you push through an obstacle, the next obstacle gets a little easier. It's just like when you're lifting weights, right? You want the big muscles. You don't start with the big weights. You start with the little weights. And you know what has to happen? You have to tear down those muscles, and then they rebuild stronger. That's what your obstacles are doing to you. They're building you stronger. They're building resistance in you. My excuses became my why. I didn't know time. We worked a million jobs. I had no one to help me with my kids, my twins. While my husband was at work, I was trying to figure out what to do with the twins because I was supposed to be in ICU. Every night I went to bed thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't give my twins enough time because I was focused so much on Peyton. I'm a bad mom. Or I didn't give Peyton enough time because the twins were sick and they needed me more. Guys, I had all that. I was exhausted. I was constantly in and out of hospitals and doctor's offices, but you know what? I fought. And you know what? Through it all, I had so much joy, because I'll tell you, when you're in creation mode and you are helping serve others, it brings immense joy. I have learned my joy comes in serving other people, right? It gave me life as I was going through that. And so I want to end with this. There's a book by Ryan Holiday, and it's literally called The Obstacle is the Way, I believe. I had no idea. I thought we came up with that, y'all. You learn so much in this. It's actually a Stoic philosophy. The obstacle is the way. And he talks about in the book three things to do. And this is what I'm going to end with, guys. One, your perception. Is it an obstacle or is it an opportunity? How do you see this? If you're perceiving it as an obstacle, ask yourself, how is that serving me? Am I a victim or am I a victor? How is my thought process serving me? He talked about a quote in there in that book, and it was so amazing. He literally said, I never heard of this, right? Everybody knows Thomas Edison. When he was going through everything, he had a factory and it completely burned down, and it burned down with tons of chemicals in it. Guys, in the moment, he could have been flipping out, right? That everything just burned to the ground, but instead he had a different perspective. You know, he told his son, he said, go get your mom and all the friends. This is the biggest fire they'll ever see. He could have used it as his obstacle, right? Guys, the second is our action. You may can't control everything about that obstacle, but you can control how you show up, how you face it, how you push through. You control your action. And third is your will. Guys, there are certain things we cannot control. I can't control the day I'm going to die. I mean, I can try not to do all the crazy things that I love to do so much. I can't control certain things, but I can control my destiny. Can I tell you that? I control it, not other people, not my obstacles. I control how I show up. How can you turn what's in your way into the way? Guys, expect things to be hard. Everything worth achieving is hard. Expect it to be hard. Whose freedom is on the other side of you pushing through that obstacle and showing up in a different way? All right, I'm going to end with that, and I'm going to turn it over to the amazing Carissa Laura to introduce our field-led training that's coming up next.
Wow, what a call. I love that in Optavia, we are in the people building business, and our job is to let our clients know that they belong here. So come on over to the next call. Last week, they did an amazing job taking us right to Fatburn. We are going to dive in on how to weekly support our clients and actually how to awaken their potential, because we know everyone has a potential to be an amazing health coach. So we will see you shortly.
Thank you so much, Carissa. I know that that'll be an amazing call. I know we all want to coach our clients better. So thank you so much. And next up, we're going to introduce Jen and Marcus Jones, the amazing duo that are going to introduce the Habits of Health call and a few other things.
Thank you, Tiffany. By the way, that was so powerful. Thank you for sharing that. Incredible. We are so excited about that, about the element that we're going to be talking about on Wednesday. We're talking about element one. What better way to come into the new year than to start at element one, baby?
Yeah.
And so we're going to be actually talking about really getting clear on why you're here. We're going to be talking about your why and the motivation behind the action steps that we're taking into the new year.
And if you're not fired up with coming up with, like, creating your why from hearing both Alicia and Tiffany, I think you need to get a pulse in the new year, right?
That's
you need
exactly
to fuel
right.
with some, you need to fuel or something, because that lit me up. I'm like, I was just like leaning in the whole time listening. It was so great. And then right after the Habits of Health call will be our Stories of Transformation. And guys, I would just encourage you to invite your people, the people that you care about. Remember what Alicia said, it's not about getting, it's about what we have to give.
Right.
I know that you're here tonight because you do have a heart to give. And I would love for you to invite people on to listen to stories. How powerful is someone's story? What, like, we're impacted tonight because we heard the story of transformation in the lives of people. And it's very powerful what can happen when they receive this gift that we offer through Optavia. So I encourage you to log on to that, but even more so, invite your clients, your potential coaches, the people that you care about that are in your world. And we're gonna have a great time doing that. And then I just also just want to have you note this, because I know sometimes people in my organization, in fact, I had a group strand blowing up. Good thing we had our silencers on, because it was like, what's the code again? How do I get in? What's the link, right? Okay, so you can get all of the notifications for all of these calls. The value that is added to our lives on Monday nights and Wednesday nights can be found in the palm of your hand if you'll just text Optavia Coach to 99000, and you're opting in. And then for the Wednesday nights, this is so good to give to your clients, and especially your newer coaches, maybe they're just not aware, Optavia 30 to 990-00. And they'll get all the information about the Wednesday night calls, and we don't want anyone to miss out on these great offers as we're kicking off a new year, because it's like Tiffany said, some stuff's out of our control, but we do get to choose quite a bit in how we show up and create some new opportunities. So here we are, 2021. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank y'all so much. I just love you guys so much. And Carissa as well. All three of these guys have such incredible, powerful stories, amazing leaders. And I know that all these calls are going to be incredible. Aren't you so thankful for all the training opportunities that Optavia gives for us as coaches, for our clients? Seriously, I know all these calls will be amazing. So we want to invite you to hop off and to join the field-led training with Carissa, because we know it's going to be very powerful and give you a lot of amazing tools and tips. So, all right, bye guys.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. compensation plan, which differs from the international compensation plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.